Blog Talk Radio.
You know what he's doing? He's looking down and going, I don't recognize that number.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
That is great.
Greetings. Cheers.
Hola.
Do not talk. I am at war.
Oh, my God. Your cupcakes are so gorgeous. Let's go make out now.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Hey, los cachos.
Play it once then. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
I think I'll get my lesbian card revoked.
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
My wife jokes with me that I'm like a salt lick.
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Batman coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, a mere few hundred miles to my right, the man who is everybody's daddy, the J-Man.
Hola. Hola. Welcome, everybody, on this special Father's Day edition of IWS Radio. How's it going, Matt?
Oh, it's going okay. Had a little rough week, but it's going okay. Had its ups and downs.
Yeah, it was a long week for you.
Brutal.
We'll get into that. We'll get into that. If it's okay if we wait just a couple of minutes before we talk about you, we'll get into that.
Okay. And before we talk about me, my weather sucks, okay? It's a little gray, a little gloomy, a little rainy. Wait, that was about me, wasn't it? But
well.
Okay.
It's sunny and warm down here.
Is it really? Of course it is. Why wouldn't it be?
There was heavy rains north of us.
Really?
Yesterday afternoon, but not here. It was important for KY3 in Springfield to interrupt the U.S. Open to let us know that it was raining. They interrupted. They were on for. they were on for 10 full minutes. They interrupted for 10 full minutes with this woman just talking about, well, it's raining very hard on the south side, and there could be some flooding issues down there, and then it's raining extremely hard in Wright County. Okay.
Well, that's funny that you mentioned that, because about, I don't know, 7:15 last night, I'm listening to news radio out of Dayton at the beer mine, and they had a special advisory that there was a somewhat strong storm moving towards Bagwine.
The old somewhat strong storm.
Yeah.
The old, it's an SSS, baby. Dickie V here with the weather. It's super. It's sensational.
God. Well, the sad thing is these local news stations have to do anything they can with the advent of 24-hour cable news.
I guess so.
And it all revolves around the weather and local sports.
Oh, God. Man, they lead the national news, the nightly news on the networks. They lead with weather like 3 days a week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 9 million Americans in the path of heavy rain today. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even if it wipes them all out, we've still got 341 million Americans
there you
to go on without them. It's okay.
More for us.
But I like that. Somewhat severe weather.
It was somewhat severe.
Well, so pretty soon, we have some moderately heavy rain coming in our
exactly.
direction. We interrupt this. Oh, yeah. Hold on, we got the breaking news here.
Uh-oh.
Breaking news, we have somewhat moderate weather heading our way.
I know. And I can see it, too, because the leaves are moving.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Gently, yet constantly.
Hmm.
Yes.
Are we going to need to issue a small craft warning?
We might have to.
Wind advisory?
Exactly, on Buck Beach, a.k.a. the Clarence J. Brown Reservoir. I'm just glad I'm two stories up.
Oh, yeah.
No flood damage.
Yep, and you got plenty of roast beef and chicken and pepperoni.
Yes, we do.
To get you through.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, the Schmoofster, she did me up right for Father's Day.
Did she?
Yeah, even though I'm not her father.
Yeah.
That we know of.
Yeah, well, there have been times when you've yelled, "Who's your daddy?" to her, so.
She always says, "Not you, thank God."
So it's Father's Day. So
yeah, big day. Big day.
Happy Father's Day to everybody out there who qualifies.
Yeah, that's right. In the immortal words of one Vinnie Marini.
That's right. And by the way, happy birthday to Mr. Vinnie Marini, better known to the BTR world as Vinnie Bond.
Vinnie Bond.
So not only is it Father's Day.
He turns, how old is he today?
Oh, he's old.
He is old. I was going to say, I don't know.
He's an old man.
He's
I know, he's probably,
man.
He's in his mid-50s, 56,
yeah, but how many,
something like that.
How old is that in Italian years, in Dago years?
Yeah, so he's double dipping today. Got the old Father's Day and birthday thing going.
My God, he's got it made.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. He's
he
getting cards
get
and ties today. It, well, maybe.
Maybe.
We just don't need to know about it if it happens.
Yeah. Got a new shirt. I got a new shirt yesterday, J-Man.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. It was Father's Day present.
Is it nice?
Yeah, it's kind of powder blue. Very gay looking. My son picked it up. But nice.
He is. He has great taste.
Mm-hmm. Except in parents. Yeah, he does.
Yeah, well. Unfortunately, he didn't get a choice in that area.
No, he didn't. And, but no, he stopped by the beer mine yesterday because... allegedly, and I say this word, Jay, allegedly, he's working today and can't come over.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I tell you, that's starting early with the, sorry, I can't see you today, I gotta work.
Uh-huh.
Gotta work the weekends.
Yeah. Putting those ratchets together at Sears.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, little Matty man, he might take a little drive over later today.
Just to see, huh?
Cars or is it at Uncle Richard's where they're having a big cookout, a big, you know, the other family kind of thing?
Hmm. Oh, really? The other side of the family.
Yeah. The one he
wanted. The one that Matt doesn't get invited to, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know who else's birthday is today?
Who?
Phil Mickelson.
Really?
Yep, leading the U.S. Open, going into the final round.
Mm-hmm.
Today's his birthday. And, of course, as we've been told 752,000 times by NBC, he is... the greatest dad in the history of the world.
Oh.
That's very nice of him. On Wednesday, he flew from Pennsylvania, where they're holding the U.S. Open, on a private jet provided by a corporation, to San Diego to attend his daughter's 8th grade graduation.
That is so sweet.
And then he hopped on that corporate private jet and flew back to Pennsylvania that night. And then, Matt, he played golf on Thursday. And Judy Rankin said it was a heroic day.
You know what, Jay?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So here's
heroic.
Shout out to heroic Phil Mickelson.
And his sincere smile.
Oh, so. Yeah. And his crazy eyes. You know, they're not level. I noticed that on that commercial he does for the arthritis thing. One eye is lower than the other.
That ain't right, man.
No, it's not. It creeps me out. I mean, he always creeps me out with his moobs. But now he's got freaky eyes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's even worse than Will Ferrell and those eyes that are way too close together, man. That ain't,
yeah,
that ain't right
exactly.
Either.
Exactly. Anyway, I just got goosebumps. But you know,
so
who,
shout out. Oh,
go ahead.
Well, no.
You know who else gives me goosebumps, Jay? All the people
who's
in
that?
The chat room.
Hell yes.
We've got a couple guests, and we got Sue, and we have, of course.
Oh yeah.
Jamie.
Oh yeah. How you doing?
Yeah.
Our favorite Canadian.
Who hates her voice, and she really shouldn't.
No, she shouldn't at all. I bet there's a lot of really good Canadian dads.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't think of any right now, but I'm
no,
sure there
I can't
are.
Either, but yeah.
Jamie can think of a few.
Yeah.
But anyway, as we mentioned, Matt, long week for the Matt Man.
It was tough, Jay. Tough.
And to be honest with you, long week for the Matt Man means it's going to be a long week for the J Man. Let's just be honest here.
Just like our website, we take turns.
So you had to your brother Vinny.
Yep.
Passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Early in the week, and you had to attend to there was the viewing, and then the funeral, and then the wake.
Yep.
And of course, for that, the last couple of weeks he's been under there've been a bedside vigil.
Yeah.
By the family.
Yeah, I was going there at night after work at the beer mine after already dealing with assholes. I mean, good customers is what I meant.
Right.
And, long couple weeks, really. Late nights.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have
to deal with...
Go ahead.
Oh, you had to deal with some family members that you're not necessarily a fan of dealing with.
Yeah, a couple sisters. You know, it's funny. 7 boys, 2 girls... total, and the 2 sisters are the pain in the ass.
That's just weird, huh?
Well, it is, and it's good that this came up during the manabration that we're having here. All the guys are great. Yeah, we're all good. The 2 sisters knew we get nitpick. Oh, and dig this, Jake. One sister, my oldest sister, the oldest one in the family. Now, I'm not saying she's old. She's just the oldest person in the family.
Mm-hmm.
She's a nurse as well. So you can know how that played out. during all this.
Yeah, huh?
You know,
she took charge.
You're not doing it right. I'm smarter than you. Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they...
Those nurses... Those nurses think that they know more than doctors half the time.
Oh, I know. And then, of course, she keeps a tally of how many times you visited your brother in the nursing home as he lay dying.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm glad you
did for the fourth time. Yeah, okay. Well, did the person who visited the most get a trophy or something?
Evidently, that's what it's all about. I mean, I didn't win.
Just,
I have odd hours. We have one
just like
car.
Just like Favstar. You know,
exactly.
It's all about the stars and the trophy and the tweet of the day.
Do people still do that?
No. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Do they really? Because I think unfollowed all people who were actually into that.
Yeah. So you guys had the viewing on Thursday.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, and it was open casket.
Open casket. He looked good. Bald, but good.
Man.
Oh,
I hate
cool.
those.
Yeah,
oh, they creep me out. I will not. It's not gonna. No, when I kick, I'm getting cremated, and that's it. Nobody's walking past me and eyeballing me. In that casket.
Well, I'm going to get cremated myself. Even before I die.
A preemptive cremation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just not feeling well today. I better go ahead and get cremated. Save everybody the time, effort.
Yeah, exactly. You know what Vinny did? He did us a favor, and we've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
He died on a Monday.
Yep.
We like that.
Yeah, he really, that was Monday or Tuesday are really the two opportune times for people to die, to not really mess up the I'm With Stupid schedule.
I know. You die on a Wednesday or later. Can you make the show or not? I don't know if I can, Jay. Oh, my goodness. Could you write for me tonight?
Yeah.
I suppose.
Just upsets everything.
Yeah.
And throws things into doubt. And so here's to Vinny. Shout out to Vinny. Thanks for dying on a Monday.
There you go.
And, you know, everyone out there, you know. Keep us in mind.
And if you're one of our fans and or listeners, if you die on Monday, like Vince did, you'll get one of these. And you know what's funny? He could have been a little better, though, Jay. Because, you know, the owner of the beer mine at which I work, Drive-By Mike.
Mm-hmm.
He appreciated the Monday, too, just for you and I. But he also said to me, you know, it'd be better if he had died in the winter because we're not so busy.
Oh, well, yeah.
And
yeah, that's something to take into consideration,
Yeah,
too.
We had to move schedules around.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little complicated,
But then again, if he had died in the winter, you might not have had... Wild Bill there.
Well, that's true.
Bill to be able to help out, too. So.
Mike was a little upset that he had to work till 5 on Friday. But, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. He soldiered through. He was a champion.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I was thinking, Matt.
Yes.
Just since we started this show.
Yes.
2 years, 10 months or so, or whatever it is, 2 years,
mm-hmm.
9 months. You have had two brothers die.
Yes.
One of Schmoop's brothers died.
Yeah.
Drive-By Mikey lost what, his dad and one of his in-laws?
His mother-in-law, yeah.
Mother-in-law. You got laid off.
Mm-hmm.
Schmoop got sick.
Yep.
Needed major surgery, and every day for like 2.5 months, you were like, Schmoop's going to die. Schmoop's going to die. I'm going to be all alone. All right, we went through that. and you have announced that you and Schmoop have broken up 117 times.
Yeah, I know. It's not been good. It's not been a good 2 years in 10 months.
No, no. But through it all, here we are on top of the BTR comedy world.
Exactly. But here's the thing. Nothing bad has happened to you.
I did notice that it really does seem to all be on your side of the aisle.
I know.
Where all this drama is coming from.
The only good thing, and especially where Schmoop's referenced, as you have brought up before, it may have been an aside just between you and I. My stalker, too. You know, when Schmoop was diagnosed not having cancer, her comment was, that's great. That's just great.
Fucking great. I'm real happy for you.
Yeah, I guess I don't have such good karma.
Yeah, I guess.
It's not terrible, or I wouldn't be here.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's been a rough 34 months, but there's, you know, it's still 5 days until the official first day of summer, so the summer of Matt is still theoretically possible.
And it's going to be. This will be the summer of Matt. And you know what, Jay? And I want to thank your mother. She sent me a lovely email.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. She sent it to the wrong email address first, but
to which I responded, getting a little jab in at you. I don't know if she showed it to you, but yeah. Because
take a shot when you have one, right?
Well, yeah. When your brother dies, you make fun of Jay.
Oh yeah. What the hell? So anyway, through all the turmoil, through all the drama, here we are. We're still on top of the world. We're like the Rolling Stones or the Beatles or something.
Yeah.
Like the swinging A's of the 70s.
Exactly.
We're fighting all the time, but winning, and then or the Billy Martin era Yankees.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So amazing.
Yeah. And on top of it all, my son has lied to me, and he's actually at a cookout, and he's really not working today. See, I'm still hung up on that. I just didn't believe him yesterday.
Well, you know, there's another one for you to get hung up on,
okay.
And that is the person who was who had an epic joke she was going to call in and tell last week.
Oh my god!
But didn't because of an alleged family emergency. Who also as late as last night was talking about calling in today for the big Father's Day stuff, and she doesn't seem to be anywhere to be found.
Nope.
Today.
Nope. In fact, she kind of reminds me of Drive-By Mikey, because even though my brother's even though I told him and my brother's obituary was in the paper, he's probably going to let me make up my time that I missed, but only if I bring in a death certificate.
Yes.
Are you okay? Uh-oh.
Now, here's some breaking news. I just got tweeted.
Really?
By my BFF, the lovely, the talented Miss Warrior Cat. She says, What's with the dig on nurses? I thought you knew we knew everything. Oh, yeah.
They may know
I
everything.
I do love them.
But let me tell
they
you,
may.
They're lousy tippers. They come through the drive-thru all the time. Oh, my God. They don't give you a dime. In fact, usually they say, they pay you in change and say, here, keep the change. And then you find out after you count it up, they're 8 cents short. Oh, my God, they're horrid people.
Oh, my goodness. No, nurses are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
They're loving and caring and... Oh, yeah. That's what I should marry a nurse.
Wheeze your IV closed at any moment.
Oh, yes, they can. They probably know a good dozen ways to kill you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and she says she's a great tipper, and I bet she is.
Yeah, I bet she
is. I'd like to tip. What? Huh? What?
Yeah, well, she is because, well. She helped me during one of those difficult times that you mentioned.
Well, see?
Mm-hmm.
She's a wonderful person.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of wonderful...
Go ahead.
No, you were going to segue
the same time I was.
But we might not have been segueing to the same person or same thing.
Oh, I'm sure not. But,
okay.
You know, we're talking about Father's Day and men. And who is one of the greatest men, greatest fathers ever?
Who?
Ward Cleaver.
Hell yes.
He is the man, always well-dressed, taking care of his kids, taking care of June. I bet he did.
Oh, you know he did. He was a little rough on the beaver sometimes, but...
He was a little rough on the beaver. But he's got some great advice and homespun wisdom that maybe we should get back to. So let's check out Ward Cleaver.
Let's do it.
You know, Dad, it's funny.
What's funny?
Well, whenever we cook inside, Mom always does the cooking. But whenever we cook outside, you always do it. How come?
Well, it's sort of traditional, I guess. You know, they say a woman's place is in the home, and I suppose as long as she's in the home, she might as well be in the kitchen.
Well, that explains about Mom, but how come you always do the outside cooking?
Well, I'll tell you, son. Women do all right when they have all the modern conveniences. But us men are better at this rugged type of outdoor cooking. Sort of a throwback to caveman days. Hand me those asbestos gloves, would you, Molly? Well, there's no sense in us cavemen burning our hands.
When I'm not barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen while cooking a pot roast and leaping together a crisp salad, I listen to I'm With Stupid on the BTR Network.
Rugged outdoor activities.
That's how it should be.
Like grilling. But, you know, I got to tell you, see, him wearing those asbestos gloves was the beginning of the end for the real man.
Oh, I know. Asbestos is sneaky. Mesothelioma. It finally caught up with him at age 90, I think.
Yeah, see? It took a while, but it got
sneaky.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah. But just the idea of wearing... gloves like that and keeping your hands from scarring and stuff. That kind of set us down the path of today's not quite as manly men, you know, men who wear food safe gloves when they prepare the cheeseburgers.
Who might that
or when they handle chicken. Or when they handle chicken especially.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you brought that up because if you didn't I was going to.
But chicken is so slimy. Ugh. You know? Gross.
It's disturbing that I know a southerner who doesn't like poultry.
Oh, I like it, all right. I just don't like to handle it. Raw.
Oh, my God.
Don't want to take any chances. Hey, but you know what? You know what we should do right now?
What should we do? Should we open the phone lines?
Hell yes, we should.
We should open the Big Dick Hotlines at 661-244-9852. So call in. Got any greetings for your father or memories of your father if he has passed? Let us know. It's all about Father's Day and men. And type.
Yep, I'll even tweet that the phone lines are open. Just in case there's anyone out there who might want to give us a little ring.
Ringy dingy. I'll tell you what, Jay, since he didn't call me, let's try to call my son.
Well, okay, let's do it. If he doesn't answer, you know he's at the cookout.
Well, he claimed
he would answer it.
He claimed he was going to church first.
Oh, pff. Yeah, we've heard that one before.
I know.
Now, we've even tried to use that one before. Do 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 do. Oh, well.
Oh. And Jamie.
Sorry, I had to respond to Kat on Twitter.
Well, that's okay. Jamie, something odd has happened. We've lost all of our guests.
Well, that's weird.
That smells like a BTR thing.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Everybody's gone.
I know. It's just you and I. Two men.
We may not
room.
Even still be on the air.
No.
We may.
Two men in a room.
Oh, it says on air.
Well, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
This is kind of hot.
A couple of manly men sitting in a room together.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
What? You know, Jay. Since it's just two guys. maybe we need a little estrogen in the room.
Tea break with Shmoop. Hola, Shmoopalicious.
Hola, J-Man. How are you today?
Outstanding. We're only 34 minutes in, and things are just rolling right along.
Oh, my goodness.
How is you today?
I am
How's
doing well.
How's the Shmoopy? Oh, good.
Doing well. Grocery shopped yesterday.
Ooh, where'd you go?
Walmart and Kroger.
Oh, see? We have
See,
to do
Kroger,
two stores
Kroger
here
has some
also.
Stuff that were cheaper.
Well, that's weird.
Well, you know, when you save 75 cents on milk when you go to Kroger.
Well, yeah, got to do it.
Yep, exactly right.
Well, that's the same thing here. Either got to do Walmart and Hudson's, the people-pleasing place, or
exactly.
Aldi and Hudson's, depending, or sometimes all three. just to get the best deals. And I just don't really trust Walmart's meat-like items.
Oh, no, so. They've got great meat up here.
Really?
Yeah. But I won't go to any other deli for lunch meat.
Oh, well, I mean like pork chops.
I got two wonderful pork steaks yesterday for less than $5.
Wow. I got pork cutlets at Walmart one time, and they tasted like pink slime.
Ew.
They were really, really, really weird tasting, and I had the craps, so I haven't
ew.
Done that again.
Well, that's just not good. I have a special story about my dad.
Oh, okay.
I was a little kid. Dad used to work for a company called White Motors. He was a tool and die maker.
Racist.
Well, yeah, anyway. Right across the street from White Motor was the bar where Dad lived most of the time.
Handy.
He took me in there when I was a little kid, would pop me on the bar stool, get me an Orange Crush and some green onion potato chips. And he had to lift me on the bar stool so you realize how young I was.
Mm-hmm.
He never said it, but the implication was, here's your stuff, shut the fuck up, Daddy's got a drink.
Uh-huh.
How the hell I ever lived through my childhood, I'll never know. Jay?
Man, I'm just thinking, I mean, green onion chips?
Yeah.
That monster.
You prefer
to like green onion chips all the time?
Oh, God. Hold on.
Well, okay.
You know, she sounds like, she makes it sound like that's a bad thing.
No, I'm just, other than the green onion chips, I'm really not, I don't know where she's coming from on that.
Oh, you've never had green onion chips?
Oh, well, you know what, I like the sour cream and onion.
Oh, those are
Pringles.
Coming down with your hats now.
Oh.
That you'll probably get around 4th of July.
Only 6 weeks after you originally said.
Well, you know what? You know when I said it would be at the end of the month? I didn't know May was so ended. I lose track of time. You know, I had a dying brother. I'm mourning, Jay. I was mourning.
I know. You're in mourning. It's been a struggle.
It has been
a struggle.
Shmoop asked me to do the dishes the other day, and I said, "Hello, I'm in mourning."
That's pretty outrageous.
Unless it's holy water, I'm not doing them. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, and that's right. You had to walk into a Catholic church.
Oh, my God. It was uncomfortable. I've never been.
For everybody. Jesus was a little uneasy watching him walk in there.
No, he was laughing. He was going, look at this mofo.
Oh, anyway. Well, you know what, Matt? We have a very special sponsor for this week.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, a new place for men to go and be men, do manly things. It's mm-hmm. called Manland.
Really?
And, their first ever ad is being run right here on IWS Radio.
Well, I feel special.
Howdy, folks. Duke McPhee here on behalf of Manland, the ultimate playground for men. We're dedicated to make sure all men can come here and have the ultimate man experience. we have everything you need to remember what it was like to be a real man back before you got married. Come play in our woodworking shop, or if you prefer to get really greasy and dirty and work on engines, we got one of those too. We've got every tool you can imagine. Whether you want to use the newest tools, taking advantage of the latest technological advances, or go old school, we got you covered. Like sports? Great! We have a dozen golf simulators where you can play the greatest golf courses on earth. Or maybe play a little basketball on the courts upstairs. Hell, we've even got enough room out back. You can round up a flag football game if you want. Don't forget about our fully stocked fishing pond either. You can haul in some big bass, some crappie, even a few catfish to grill up for dinner. And of course, we got everything you would ever need to succeed in that grilling game too. Speaking of grilling, maybe you want to grill some wild animals? Not a problem. We got a safari that you can sign up for. We let the animal out of his cage, takes a couple of steps, boom! You shoot him and kill him, put his head on your wall, eat the rest of him, it's great. For those of you who are over 21, after you've played all day at Manlin, head across the street to Mantasyland. Oh yeah. At Mantasyland, you'll meet the women of your dreams catering to your every need. Get a couple of lap dances from a cute young schoolgirl, or maybe a naughty teacher. Then have some dinner. Our menu is specially designed for men. It features steaks and burgers, and that's all. None of that nasty, healthy, light menu and salads and crap like that. A whole day at Manland and the evening at Mantasyland will be nothing short of fantastic. Come on out today, Dad.
You're listening to the number one comedy show on BTR, IWS Radio.
You know, I might pretend to be a dad just so I could go there.
Well, I'll go with you.
Hell yeah.
We could be co-parents, Jay.
We could be codependent co-parents.
Uh-huh.
Get on those golf simulators. Well, co-parenting, that's the big thing now.
What is that? I don't understand that.
It's
co-parent? What do you mean by that?
Matt, it's when it's dad finally carrying his share of the parenting load.
Is that what it is?
And it's been a long time coming in this country. Hell yes. You're splitting things 50-50 rather than, you know, dumping it all on the mom, on the wife.
Oh, yeah. Poor old mom.
Dad gets in there and he changes his share of the diapers and he does his share of the laundry.
Yeah. Yeah,
he does his share
mom.
Of the cooking.
Mom who got mad because dad worked at a 4 a.m. to 12 p.m. shift. He went to work and she whined because the baby was whining. Yeah, that's what co-parenting is.
Bill's the stay-at-home mom, tossing the kid into the crib and then turning on Oprah and eating some bonbons, demanding that the husband help out a little.
A little, even though they don't have to work. I'll tell you what, one of the funniest lines I ever heard was from our quasi-friend Dana, you know, who has secret accounting meetings.
Uh-huh.
I remember a couple years ago that a stay-at-home mom was whining because her husband said she didn't do this right and she didn't do that right. And Dana said, well, if you work at a job, you get a job review, and evidently you're not doing your job very well. That may have been the funniest thing I ever heard her say.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that stay-at-home mom was very appreciative of Dana's support.
Uh-huh. And if any of you stay-at-home moms would like to call in and express your opinion on Father's Day, and men in general, you can call in at 661-244-9852. And we have Jamie back. she's still not showing up? There's got to be a chat room problem or something.
It might be. And that's a shocking development that there would be a technical problem.
Yeah, there would be a problem with BTR.
Yeah, I tell you what, if any of you hot nurses out there would like to call in and tell us about how awesome nurses are, you could do that too.
And how good of a helper you are.
Yeah. Or at this point, hell, anybody could call in on any subject. It'd be okay.
Now, see, we don't need that attitude, Jay.
Oh, I know, but I'm just saying.
There's
a little
miscues on BTR's part, and now you're selling the show short.
No, I'm just saying that. Anything people want to call in and talk about, we're open to it. Even if it's maybe a little off topic, we'll find a way to connect it with dads somehow.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Because don't ruin my day, Jay, because it's my day. I'm a father.
Well,
and
see,
my son
that may
is
be
not
the problem I'm
me.
Having with this.
My son's not calling me today, so someone sure as hell better call in and wish me a happy Father's Day at 661-244-9852 on the Pissed Off Hotline.
Yeah, I mean, your son's, heading to a cookout with the side of the family he prefers.
No, he's heading to a cookout with the side of the family he's told to prefer.
He's been conditioned to prefer.
He has been conditioned. He's one of Pavlov's dogs.
So what was your dad like?
My dad was awesome. He was a bitter old man. He wasn't bitter. He was grumpy. He was grumpy. He was like Archie Bunker, only a liberal.
Oh, okay. Oh, awesome. A liberal version of Archie Bunker.
Yes, he was, man.
Because I always ask people, when I ask you about their dad, I think somewhere on the scale of Homer Simpson or Al Bundy, which would be a 0, and then a 10 would be, Mike Brady with the daily lesson learned and the moral of every story and, all the wisdom. And well, maybe, Steve Douglas might have been a 10 also.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My three
sons.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, no, my dad was great. He was a grumpy bastard, but he had 9 kids. How could you not be grumpy? No.
True.
A big thing around in these parts is you go mushroom hunting in the spring.
Hmm.
Oh,
really?
My dad did that 12 months a year. I'm going to go mushroom hunting. He was just leaving the house.
Just getting out for a while.
Yes.
He probably just went and sat in a parking lot and drank some Jameson.
Probably at a shopping center. It didn't matter to him. Yeah, just sit here for a while. And I don't blame him for that.
When I was in high school, I played golf. Played on the golf team. And I was out there at the golf course one day, and we'd had a high school tournament, and then afterwards a couple of guys and I stayed and we played some more golf, and it was pretty dark, and there was a guy out there, an old man who was a member of the country club, and he was hitting practice balls off this area, and he was just whacking them out into the field. And, I mean, it was dark. He didn't know where those balls were going. He was just hitting them out there. He wasn't going to go get them or anything. And so we went up to him and we're like, it's getting pretty late, don't you think? And he stops and takes a big sigh and he goes, yeah, guess I better go home and listen to my wife, bitch. That's pretty much what being a man is all about right there.
Damn right.
Or like being a married man.
Well, my dad was an aberration. I didn't get good teeth or a full head of hair or good eyesight from my dad, but I did get his patience. That was there one you go. Patient. That was one patient man.
And you know what? We have a caller. We have a hot caller.
I'm here.
A sexy caller. And a very patient caller.
All right.
The old 956.
I got it. 95.
Hey.
You know,
hey guys.
I'm supposed to say you're with stupid first. Could you hold on?
What up, what? You stoos?
It's Warrior Cat.
Yeah, but could we start this over?
Okay. It's say it.
956, you're with stupid.
Hi, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Hola.
Hola. Happy Father's Day, Matt.
Thank you.
My condolences about your brother. I read your post. And like I said, like I tweeted you, he seemed like he was a real awesome guy. And
awesome.
Just
he
even
was a
looking
handful.
At the. But even looking at the pictures, I could see how he'd be your brother. He had the cigarette in his hand, you know, he looked all cool and laid back.
He had the beer in the other hand.
Yeah.
Only he had hair.
He had the mullet.
Oh, yeah.
he had the mullet to make up for Matt's lack of hair. See, because
exactly.
The Mahoney men, it's about... For the Mahoney men, it's the total amount of hair, not who has hair and who doesn't have hair.
Exactly. Well, we're communists. We like to spread it around.
You're crazy. No, I had just tuned into the show right at this point where Jay says, well, you know those nurses. They think they know so much. They think they know more than doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure I missed the beginning of the conversation where I'm sure probably Vince had a crappy nurse. Is that what it was about?
No, not at all.
Okay.
He was talking about his sister, the nurse, was tried to be in charge of everything.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, nurses are assertive.
Well, we have to be.
See?
Well, no, you really shouldn't be, because mainly you're, for the most part, you're women, and you really should know your role.
Well, I'm not, since I'm not really a feminist, I can laugh at that joke.
I was being serious.
No, you weren't. Don't lie.
Yeah, lying is a sin, Matt.
I know, and it is.
That's right. That's right.
And it's one of the bigger ones, right?
I don't know.
Actually, it is pretty big.
Really?
Let's see.
I should stop.
So what have you been up to,
Kat?
Well, I'm nothing. I just happen to be awake and able to catch y'all's show. And like I said, I heard that and I wanted to jump through my little speakers here and strangle Jay with my bare hands.
Oh,
I want to strangle Jay, too.
I'll just say this about nurses. Doctors have their role, nurses have their role, but it's a symbiotic relationship. Doctors could not function without us. Sometimes we have to catch a doctor's mistake so it doesn't kill the patient.
There you go. I couldn't function without nurses either.
And sometimes...
I know.
You have to catch a doctor's mistake because you didn't charge me $3 for an aspirin.
Or $7 for a Band-Aid.
Actually, I think it's $10 for the aspirin.
See?
Yeah, that is true. Healthcare is outrageously expensive. So... But it's been a long time since I've called y'all, and you did invite a nurse to call and say why nurses are so awesome.
Well, you know.
And there's only one nurse that actually matters to us, so. You know.
Well, that's true, Jay. That's not quite true. Because we had a nurse on the show on Mother's Day, and that show only hit number 2.
Right.
I hope this is not a trend.
No.
Oh, I would hate to interfere with y'all's number one streak.
I know.
Well, actually, last week's show is only at number 3, so.
Aw, I feel so bad for you.
I know.
Crazy cachos.
So did you call your dad and wish him Happy Father's Day?
Well, yeah. I actually called this morning, but he didn't answer, so I got to try again.
Well, how many chances does he get? 2, 3?
No, I call him till he answers. He better answer. I love my daddy-o. My daddy-o rocks. I'm a daddy's girl.
Ooh, that's hot.
Well, let's not make it special. I can't even talk to my dad about that. As old as I am now, I would never even say that word, sex, near my dad, okay? This is never going to happen.
You probably don't watch R-rated movies with him, do you?
No, I don't even want to watch regular TV with him. I'd rather just watch sports because, you know, regular TV now is practically R-rated. So,
oh, no.
Even commercials is sexual. Everything is sex, 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 sex.
I hate
everything.
And have you seen that new ad for salad dressing? This guy is lying on top of a blanket, and the blanket is pulled over so that it covers his man region, and he otherwise is completely naked, and it says, put a little zest in your picnic.
Are you serious?
Well, he's lying out there naked. I mean, there's
that is
ants
like totally
around. There's all kinds of bugs out there.
And kids could be watching that. Little children.
I
kids
know.
Could be out there at the park. And the kids may stop selling drugs just long enough to see what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'll tell you what. Like you know that. Who cares about his kids? His little girl.
Who's that?
Alec Baldwin.
Oh, heck yeah. He's a great
God. Got leads. Mitch and Murray paid good money. Get their names to sell them. You can't close the leads you're given. You can't close shit. You are shit. Hit the bricks, pal, and beat it, because you are going out.
The leads are weak.
The leads are weak. Fucking leads are weak. You're weak. I've been in this business 15 years.
What's your name?
Fuck you! That's my name! You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW. That's my name. And your name is your wanting. And you can't play in the man's game. You can't close them. Then go home and tell your wife your troubles. Because only one thing counts in this life. Get them to sign on the line which is dotted. You hear me, you fucking faggots? You see, pal, that's who I am, and you're nothing. Nice guy? I don't give a shit. Good father? Fuck you. Go home and play with your kids.
You're listening to I'm Stupid on the BTR Network, and I'm naked.
See, Alec Baldwin's a nice guy.
He is.
I've been meaning to tell y'all, I love those little things y'all do in between. Like, when you do, like, a little recording of something, right? And then you do, like, a little, you're listening to I'm with some cool
song in the background. Like, I love that little bumper music stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like the Layla song. Mm-hmm. Layla! Help me on my knees.
Do that again.
No, I can't. I can't do it on cue. I can't do it on cue.
You know, the funny thing about that Glengarry Glen Ross is that David Mamet does not cuss. He gets it all out in his writing. And he has all of his characters do it all. He's the guy who wrote Glengarry Glen Ross, that from that clip that we just did.
Oh.
And he gets all of his cussing. He has his characters do all of his cussing for him.
Just like when he wrote the Diary of Anne Frank. Get me out of this fucking closet. God damn it, get me out of this fucking closet.
I haven't read his version of it. No.
Well.
So what else is happening, Kat? Still working the night shift?
Oh, yeah.
I'm
just exhausted all the time, and I hate waking up and not knowing not only what day it is, but whether it's morning or night. There's this confusion when I wake up sometimes. Like, I'll wake up and I'll see a little bit of daylight, and I'm like, is it morning? And it happens to be just before it's getting dark, you know, at night.
Yeah.
It is so weird. See,
Lindsay Lohan has the same problem, but for different reasons.
Well, I guess I feel like Lindsay because I'm so confused. But yeah, and I'm usually working on the days y'all have your show, and I should be sleeping at this time, but I'm not working tonight, so that's why I'm awake. Yeah, and I wanted to call in and tell y'all hi. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Oh.
To tell Maddie the happy Father's Day and stuff. I would tell you too, Jay, but like me, you are childless.
No, he's not.
As far as I know, I am.
There's 20 women around this country.
What, to give Jay a baby?
I already have. The guy's notorious.
Well, I know I don't have any. That's the good thing about women. They know for sure whether or not they have a kid.
Yeah, well, see, I don't have any kids, but the only way we could know for sure would be if I won the lottery and my picture was on the news.
Yeah.
Then we'd find out quickly if I did actually have any out there. But
well, that's the wonderful thing about DNA tests.
Exactly.
Nobody can scam you that way.
Yeah, but I know one thing. I'm no Orlando Shaw. Have you guys heard about this guy?
No.
No.
He lives in Nashville. He has 22 kids by 14 different women. He's only 33 years old.
Ugh. That's pretty impressive.
Uh-huh. And the women all went to court to try to get child support from him. And he says that right now he's not in any position where he can pay child support, but he does have a plan, and that plan is, he says, I'm playing the hell out of the Tennessee lottery.
Evidently he's never heard of the word Trojans.
Well, he said that he was just young and crazy and he
loved the win. He needed the money and
yeah. He says, you can't knock no man for loving women.
No.
And he's got a point there. He's got a point there. And then when he was asked if when he was asked if women love him, he goes, oh, women love me. Oh, yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah.
But to make the same mistake 22 times, I mean, please. You got to really be dumb.
Well, it's not so much being dumb as it is.
This is a man's world.
It's a man's world, baby.
Well, unfortunately for that man, he's going to be destitute the rest of his life trying to support 22 kids.
Yeah, well, I'm destitute supporting one. What?
No, kid, you're right. Kids are a lot of money.
My God.
Heck yeah.
I dated this guy once. He said he never wanted kids, right? And he's like, kids just, and he's like from New Jersey, so he had that strong accent, right? Like, kids just drain every cent, every red cent out of you, man. They just drain all the money out of you.
Like, did you meet my father? They do. The kids do. They do cost. I think it's something like each kid costs something like $200,000 or something.
A year?
Over 18 years.
Over 18 years. Depending on how much you buy them, I guess, too.
Oh, well, yeah, now, you know, these parents these days, man, they got like, you know, they got one kid and they get a house that, you know, oh, we need to have a playroom for our little precious. And they got thousands of dollars worth of toys and crap in there for them.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. There's one guy who won't put up with that, J-Man.
Who's that?
Mel Gibson.
Well, you know he won't.
Well, here we go.
Tell me that the message or something, right? Because you're doing something, trying to breastfeed with fucking foreign bodies in you. Was that it?
It had nothing to do with it.
Oh, it had nothing to do with what? The fact that you had foreign bodies in there?
Correct.
Correct, okay, good. So you're not lying to me about fake tits.
I've never have.
Yes, yes, you just did. You said they weren't. You fucking lied to me before.
What? I didn't. You never asked me, I never told you. Or maybe you asked me, but I never lied about this.
Not a lie, who cares? So, they look ridiculous. Get rid of them, why don't you? Anyway, you know.
That's not none of your fucking business. What
it is, it is. They look stupid, I'm just telling you. It's just an appraisal. Keep them if you want. Look stupid. See if I give a fuck. You know, but they're too big and they look stupid. They look like some Vegas bitch. They look like a Vegas whore. Mm-hmm. And you go around sashaying around in your tight clothes and stuff. I won't stand for that anymore.
I don't walk around in tight clothes. I stay at home for most of the time.
You come out public and it's a fucking embarrassment to me. You look like a fucking bitch on heat. And if you get raped by a pack of niggers, it'll be your fault.
Oh.
Right? Because you provoked it. You are provocatively dressed all the time with your fake boobs you feel you have to show off in tight outfits and tight pants so that you see your pussy from behind. And that green thing today was enough. That's provocative, okay? I'm just telling you the truth. I don't like it. I don't want that woman. I don't want you. I don't believe you anymore. I don't trust you. I don't love you. I don't want you, okay?
Okay.
Stay in the fucking house. I'm not giving it to you, but I'll let you stay there, okay? And I will take care of my child, but I don't want you anymore.
I am NSA agent 4738 Indian Whiskey Sierra, and I am fully aware that you are listening to I'm a Stupid on the BTR network. So, watch what you say.
So he's completely disgusted by this woman, but he's going to let her take care of his child.
Yeah, but no, what I like about, he's concerned about his child, as anyone should be on Father's Day.
At least on Father's Day.
That was real? That was real?
That was Mel Gibson? Oh, yeah.
That was Mel Gibson.
And that was one of his nicer conversations he had with her.
My God.
He's a monster.
He wears wife beaters a lot.
He is a wife beater, but
yeah, he is. Hey, here's another great father. Tiger Woods just made a birdie. He's now only 11 over for the tournament. That's a dad right there.
Mm-hmm.
Get into a big fight with mom on Thanksgiving night. Run out of the house with her chasing you with a 9-iron.
Well, that's crash not your, so bad. It could have been a 7-iron, Jay.
I guess it could have been.
Those hurt a little more. A little more steel.
Uh-huh. Put a little less spin on it.
I'm so blessed to have my dad. After listening to that stuff that y'all been playing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So lucky, so blessed to have my dad. Because he was never like that. I mean, never. You never heard him. He was super straight-laced, good daddy, you know?
Now, well, see, my dad wasn't like Alec Baldwin or Mel Gibson, but he was, my dad wasn't the kind of dad, you know, sit there and give you all kinds of great advice all the time. He led more by example and hoped that we would pick up on his example of leadership, and that's why I'm distant and emotionally unavailable today.
Oh, my God. Oh, God, Jules.
We should have called Dr. Phil and had him on this week's show.
We should have named it the Daddy Issues
Show. The Daddy Issues Show.
Speaking of daddy issues, shout out to all the strippers out there with their daddy issues on Father's Day.
Hey, Dad, I want to steal from your wallet. Why do you have 51s in there?
I have a bunch of ones in my wallet, but they're to buy Cokes when I go to work from the vending machine.
Oh.
To buy Coke? Is that what you said?
Coke-a-Cola.
Oh, no.
Coke on your way to work?
We're going to redo this so it sounds like you buy Coke.
Coke. You know, in the South, we just say Cokes. I know up North, y'all say pop and soda.
Oh, Soda's Northeastern.
Yeah, those people are weird.
Well,
Midwest,
say pop. I'm not big on the soda name, but pop to me it just sounds funny. I don't know. I don't like really like pop. And it's funny because we'll say Coke for everything. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go get a Coke. Well, or they'll say it, Dr. Pepper or Sprite or whatever. You don't ever hear anyone say soda or soft drink or pop.
Yeah, it's bad for you anyway.
Yeah. But, yeah, I know this one chick who wants to call it soda pop. But she's just an appeaser. She's just trying to appease the Northerners with that. It's outrageous. Trying to make everybody happy.
She's one of those PC people, huh?
Yeah.
Wants everybody to be happy. Y'all both go, yeah.
Oh, exactly. Whatever.
Oh, man. I love you, Stoos.
And we love you.
Thank you.
Oh, Jay.
And you know, congratulations on the success of your show. I know that, you know, it's still doing good. Although I may bring it down from number one by calling in since I'm a noise. But
I know.
I was telling Jay, Matt, that, you know, like, it seems to get funnier all the time. You know,
really?
and since y'all went, yeah, it does. I really enjoy it. And since you've gone premium, I love all the little bumper music and stuff y'all put. It's just cool, man. Cool.
Well, I appreciate that. I know Jay does. But however, Kat, someone has sashayed into the room.
Is it my co-host?
My name is Jesse Ferg. My name is Jesse Ferg, and I'm in the chat room.
Ooh, Jesse Ferg. Rock me, Jesse Ferg. Ooh, Jesse Ferg. Rock me, Jesse Ferg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what Jesse's
up, Jesse
here.
Ferg. Jesse
oh,
Ferg.
He's a man.
Yeah.
Hey, Cash, you hear him breaking down the doors of the chat room and just marching right in.
Yeah. he likes
actually,
to make an entrance.
He does.
Well, guys, I'm
no,
gonna get
Kat,
off.
No, your co-host has hung up social media for a while.
I know. So he's not. I'm supposing he's not in the chat room, huh?
No. He's nowhere
he's
to be found. He's not on.
He's disappeared off the face of the earth.
Yep.
He abandoned
not on
me.
Facebook or Twitter or anywhere on BTR.
So y'all want to make bets on the show of how long it takes for him to come back?
Well,
he
did say he'd probably be back. I just don't know how long it'll be, but. Hopefully he won't be like some people, you know, like that do a big, huge, long blog post about how they just can't take it anymore and they're quitting everything. And then like 2 days later, they're back under a new a new screen name.
No, he would come back as who he is, I think. I think he would be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe he'll come back in the fall. Take the summer off. Kick back. Catch some rays.
Yeah, it's nice that he's an MD, but I wish he would come back as a psychiatrist. Then I could get some free help.
And he could come back.
He could prescribe drugs. A little lithium or... I don't know.
He's never been helpful when you said, Doc, it burns when I pee.
And I know.
He just
and
laughed.
He also
I don't
said,
know.
He also said if he was ever to check me out, he would double glove. That was kind of hurtful.
But understandable.
You know, see, that... you know, I'm in mourning, Jay.
I know. I'm trying to pull you out of it.
Yeah, I know.
I miss him. You know, what would be so weird is if he never came back.
I
have his home phone. I'm sure I'll speak to him again someday. You know, we do talk sometimes off of it. You know, we didn't just talk on the show. We actually talked in real life, but not like every day. So
That would be awesome, though, if he never came back. He'd be like D.B. Cooper.
Exactly. He wants to be a man of mystery, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but
like Dr. Anonymous, who still, his claim to fame is this show he did 8,000 years ago. It'd be...
yeah. And he may have a serious... The thing I'm thinking is he may seriously just be done with it, right? And may never come back. But he said he may come back just in case he decides to come back and people don't say, I thought you were leaving. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what would really be crazy?
What?
It would be if now that he's left social media, he actually started answering his emails.
Oh, that would be amazing. That would be
good,
amazing.
Right?
That
yeah.
is pretty
still,
good. Because
are you still waiting on that email from, like, 6 weeks ago?
Throwing it out there.
That is so funny you say that, because he's so like that, even with me. It could be a DM, a text, and I'll get a response days later, maybe. You know. And eventually, I became the same way. I'm like, oh, he just DM'd me. I'll talk to him later.
You know, Jay, he needs to be more like Dr. Scholes.
Uh-huh. be a little more responsive, huh?
Uh-huh.
He is so bad at that.
Dr. Scholes was on my ass and had me refooted in 1 hour.
Uh-huh.
That was amazing. That was freaking amazing.
It's the power of IWS, Kat.
I know. I can't believe that the people that y'all have coming to your site, not just from like, okay, yeah, you have the NBC and all those kind of people, but then you got people from like the freaking Pentagon and the White House. Like, Homeland Security. Like, uh-huh. What is it that is bringing these people to your website?
Well, I can tell you what it is. I can tell you what it is.
They are being entertained.
No, it's more than that.
No, they're not being entertained.
Jay and I are hot.
But seriously, don't you ever wonder why?
No, I was serious. We're hot. Cat.
Well, I tell you what. Well, I tell you what. Let's see. Somebody from Homeland Security was looking for pictures of Michelle Bachmann in a bikini. So we had that going.
They've also looked for Kate Beckinsale too.
Kate Beckinsale nude.
Yeah.
Yeah. While they've been, while they're busy protecting America.
But don't
because you know those two.
Know.
Well,
Kat, those two women, Michelle Bachmann and I almost said Kate Bachmann and Michelle Beckinsale. They have bombs in their vaginas.
Oh God!
Well, I think Kate Beckinsale is a foreign asset that you want to keep an eye on.
Mm-hmm. Is it Sale? I thought it was Scale.
Sale.
Beckinsale.
Is it really? Well, it should be Scale. Yeah. I'm going to have to tweet her about that.
But, I mean, don't people from, like, Homeland Security know that once they hit your website, they're going to know that you know that they got there by putting Michelle Bachmann in a bikini or whatever it was? I mean...
You would think.
Well...
It's a little disturbing, and isn't it, that they don't...
I love it. I love what Mike wrote when y'all had the NBC post, when he says, you know, it probably was the janitor on his break.
and that was kind of helpful.
Yeah, more than a little. More than a little
I thought
hurtful.
It was hilarious.
Of course
but I mean,
did. You know, we're going to have to hang out.
Raining
on
our parade.
I'm sorry. Don't be mad at me. Don't be mad.
Nobody could ever
I
be
love
mad
y'all
at you.
And you know it.
Yeah, huh? You know who loves you?
Who?
Mike Brady.
Mike Brady?
Of course. The Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
You know, Cindy, when you tattle on someone, you're not just telling on them. You're telling on yourself. And by tattling on someone, you're really just telling them, I'm a tattletale. Now, is that the tale you want to tell? Jan, a real friend likes you for who you are, not what's on your face. If you judge your friends for passing judgment on you, you're not only judging yourself, you're judging your friends for judging you, and that would be using bad judgment.
I never thought of it that way.
And no matter where we go, or whatever house we're in, we'll be fine as long as we're together. So I don't want to see any more frowns. We're Bradys. And as a wise man once said, wherever you go, there you are.
Never thought of it that way, man.
This family is our home. That's why we'll always have our home. As long as we have our family, even if we lose our house, we're still Bradys.
Our house is more important than money. This neighborhood is more important than money. You see, a deck consists of 52 cards. And if the hearts didn't work with the diamonds and the spades
not the
with
real
the clubs,
Mike Brady.
Then how the heck could we ever play a game of gin rummy? So, in keeping with the spirit of togetherness, I'm sure you kids know the right thing to do. And a family is only as strong as the glue that holds that family together. As an architect, I've learned the lesson that a house isn't just made of fake wood paneling, shag carpeting, and formica. And as long as the glue that holds that house together is strong, there's always room for one more in the Brady house. Well, like I always say, caveat emptor. Gift is only a good thing when the giver has given thought to that gift. But when the gift the giver gives grief, then that gift should give the givee regrets.
Being a good guest means respecting the house rules. And the rules in the Brady house read, do not give lethal weapons to children. Kids are like little people, only younger.
Sometimes growing up is learning to let go of things you love.
The family you have is the family you make, and that's the only family that matters.
Call me old-fashioned, but these things are important.
Caveat emptor, Roy.
That wasn't even the real Mike Brady.
Oh, yes, it was.
Some of them were. Some of them were.
Gary Cole is very more... very more zen and less gay than
Robert Reed.
Yes. Thank you.
Thought I'd finish that for you there, Matt. I hope you out a bit.
And on that note, I'm going to let y'all have your show back. I don't want to hijack.
You can not that I'm hijacking. You know what I mean. Time you want.
No. Los Angeles. I feel like I haven't talked to y'all forever. I feel like I've been
a long time.
Been a long time. Yeah, like I said, the working nights has kind of got me out of commission. I'm sleeping at all kind of weird hours, but I'm glad I got a chance to catch the show. Glad I got a chance to call in. And have an awesome day.
You too. Thanks for calling, Kat.
Okay, guys, I'll talk to you later. Mwah.
Bye.
Bye.
And if anyone else would like to give us a kiss and call in, you can do so at 661-244-9852.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Matt? If it's Father's Day, then that's a day to celebrate the ultimate father, the holy father, Pope Francis. So we sent Joshua on our corporate jet over to the Vatican, and he sat down and he did a little interview with the Pope.
Yes.
Hey, Joshua here for IWS Radio on this very special Father's Day. Quick shout out to my dad. Hope you have a happy Father's Day, even though you kicked me out of the house and haven't spoken to me since the day I came out. It's okay. I'm dealing with it. Anyway, since it's Father's Day, who better to interview than the Holy Father himself, Pope Francis? So, it's so nice to have you here with us today, Mr. Pope.
Beh, prima devo dire che questo è un po' imbarazzante perché ho cominciato scuola elementare in Italia, però da molto anni che parlo italiano, allora un po' è rimasto con me, però poco, allora magari faccio questa intervista in italiano e un po' in inglese, so.
Whatever. Anyway, let me ask you, how have things been since you became Pope?
La passione per la vita, la passione per... giocare a pallacanestro e fare la cosa che ami con tutto il cuore. Sempre la passione in Italia, la passione con la famiglia.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you say to people who claim that Catholicism is on the decline and the influence of the Catholic Church is fading?
Beh, non so, dipende perché abbiamo... abbiamo avuto molti giocatori che si hanno fatto male durante il campionato. Will surprise some people.
Well, okay. Earlier this week, you publicly acknowledged that there is a gay lobby within the Vatican. Is this lobby open to the public? I mean, I can imagine it's very well appointed with designer furniture and probably fantastic snacks.
Oh, yeah. Beh, la cosa che manca. Non manchiamo molto. Siamo molto vicino.
You also mentioned that this gay lobby critiques the Catholic hierarchy, is that a shot at the stereotype that gays are bitchy and like to complain a lot?
Allora, vuoi chiedere la domanda un'altra volta?
Well, if you say so, okay. You know, this is really not going anywhere at all. You know, you're kind of a bore, and you're not even a real father. So, let's just wrap things up so I can hit the Italian Riviera and check out the big, muscular Italian men in their Speedos.
Andrea Bargnani è un giocatore che mi piace molto, perché quando hai un giocatore che è alto come Bargnani, però può tirare la bomba.
Really? Well, tell the bishop to come along and be my tour guide. Thanks, Frankie. Okay, for IWS Radio, this has been Joshua celebrating Father's Day here in Italy. And as always, stay fabulous. You're listening to IWS Radio on the BTR Network. Be sure to catch us on the internet at IWSradio.com. I don't understand a single word the Pope said.
Yeah, well, no one does. No. All they understand is, don't jack off.
Well, you know, Orlando Shaw understood.
Yes.
When the Pope said, no condoms.
Okay.
Like
that. You know, I wish the Duggards had heard that message. Oh, wait a minute. They did.
Hey, but we have another sponsor for this week, don't we, Matt? Didn't you land another ad?
No.
Matt. You
really?
Sure we didn't? Yeah. God damn.
In my mind, I already played that. Oh, you're going to like this one. I just got to find it.
It would be in the R's.
No, it's
Do you have trouble urinating? Are you unable to go to the bathroom on your own? Or do you suffer from a blocked bladder and you lack health insurance that could provide you with an ample supply of catheters? Well, no need to wet your pants over those problems. Hi, Chuck Woolery here. For the fine folks at Repee, distributors of gently used, pre-owned catheters. At Repee, they harvest used catheters from people just like you. Then they wipe them down with their special antibacterial resin, box them up, and ship them to your door with quickness and the utmost discretion. No muss, no fuss, no more backlog on the bladder, and most importantly, no more pissing your money away. With the money you'll save by using Repee catheters, you'll have plenty of money for that extra cup of coffee, a few more ice-cold beers, and even a month's supply of bottled water. And when you are done with one, simply ship it back at no cost to you, and the certified Repee technicians will once again clean it up and ship it on to another guy or gal who is in the same not-so-leaky boat as you. So do yourself a favor, and do a favor for your bladder, and call Repee Catheters today at 1-800-FREE-PEE, or check us out online at www.repeeme.com and find out how you can enjoy the freedom and the peedom of low-cost, pre-owned catheters.
This is God Almighty, and when I need an almighty laugh, I listen to I'm With Stupid on Long Talk Radio.
There you go.
There you go.
They'll probably be they'll be advertising those on MSNBC soon.
And the Home Shopping Network.
Yeah. And, of course, CBS Prime Time, because that's their target audience.
That's true. I only wish Dan Rather was there. So he could say...
He's probably a customer.
Folks.
Oh, yeah. His folksy Texas charm.
Oh, yeah. He's great. And we've got 25 minutes left, so if you'd like to call in...
Lots of time.
661-244-9852. Please do so.
Jesse Ferg is a fan of shag carpeting.
Of course he is. They have a lot of that up in Marion, Ohio.
He probably has a retro 70s style place. Got the shag carpeting and got the disco ball hanging from the ceiling.
Track lighting.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I bet he's hanging out right now in a white leisure suit.
Exactly.
Polyester.
And there you go.
Sure.
As he said in the chat room, shag carpeting and heroin.
See?
He's a mess. He
probably crank up some Casey and the Sunshine Band and
oh, do a little love. Get down tonight. Jesse Ferg. Oh, yeah.
There you go. He probably struts like John Travolta, Saturday Night Live, around this place.
And you know, when he does that, I always say to myself, I love God. You can tell when, you know, Jesus Christ, I thought we had more than enough material.
Yeah, well.
You know, Diane could call in so I could play her bumper.
Yeah.
But she won't.
You even made up some bumper for Sherry, who has been promising to call for 2 weeks now.
I know. She keeps saying that, doesn't she?
Oh. What's wrong, Sherry?
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
And if you're wondering what this song is leading
to, what is this?
That's the Sherry bumper. With you.
Oh.
I really think that we could make it good.
You know, someday she really is going to call, and you know what we're going to do?
What?
We're just gonna leave her on hold. Coming up right here in the next segment, we're gonna have Sherry come on with us, and then we'll just
and
like,
then after 5 minutes, after 5 minutes, we're gonna play this, Jay, man.
And she's gonna be sitting there getting madder and madder and madder, but oh well. What can you do? But it is Sunday, and Sundays mean it's, you got your son went to church this morning before heading off to work.
Allegedly.
Yep. And so it's important we have our Sunday sermon from the Reverend Moneymaker.
Exactly. I love his blessings.
Hello, friends. Reverend Moneymaker here for a special Father's Day edition of Better Know Your Bible here on IWS Radio. First, I want to join in with all of you out there in IWS's vast and disturbingly diverse worldwide audience in celebrating all of the fathers out there today. We thank those fathers for all they do, all of their sacrifices, all of the hard work they put in to make sure that their families are safe and secure. Unless, of course, you're one of those fathers who walked out on his family and his responsibilities. In that case, the big guy upstairs will be dealing with you. Remember, as President Barack Obama of Kenya once said, anyone can be a dad, but it takes a real man to be a father. As you can imagine, the Bible has a lot to say about being a father. In Proverbs 19:18, we are told, discipline your son, for there is hope. Do not set your heart on putting him to death. Over in Proverbs 13:24, we also learn, whoever spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is diligent to discipline him. And finally, still in Proverbs 13:22, we are reminded that a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but the sinner's wealth is laid up for the righteous. So what does this all mean, you ask? Well, it's simple. Fathers should be very strict with their children and beat them to within an inch of their lives when they mess up. But to make up for that kind of cruelty, leave a nice inheritance. It's weird. My father did neither of these. I don't know what to think about that. Anyway, this has been a very special Father's Day edition of Better Know Your Bible. For IWS Radio, I'm Reverend Moneymaker. God bless.
This is IWS Radio.
I like
there
that.
There we go.
I feel better.
And Matt?
Yes?
And you know what? You're going to feel even better in a second because Jamie would like to speak with us.
Really?
She would.
Jamie, you're with Stupid.
Hi there, guys.
Hey.
I had to call and wish Matt a happy Father's Day.
Oh.
That's nice.
So what's going on,
Jamie? You could wish me a happy potential Father's Day.
Well, that's true. You never know. Until you win that lottery, you won't know.
Uh-huh.
Or better yet, a happy subversive Father's Day.
So it's been a good show. I've been listening. Had some trouble with the chat room, but...
Yeah, what was up with that?
I don't know. I had trouble getting in, and then I got in, and then I seemed to get kicked out.
Everyone got knocked out.
Wow.
Yeah, strange.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Must have been a no Canadians day.
Gosh, what did I do?
It's all your fault, Jamie.
Oh, no. Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
Thank you. So what are your plans for your special day?
Well, I was going to insert a used catheter and walk around the city.
Awesome.
With it draping out, of course.
It just sticking out underneath your pants leg there and hanging out behind you. So
walking around without a care in the world. You could just go whenever
you want. Exactly.
Awesome. Uh-huh. Hey, that you know what better would be to have a beer in your other hand and a cigarette in one hand and...
Why, maybe because the Summer Arts Festival is happening here in Bagwan.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, really?
That's a good time.
Yeah.
You know, you could go over to the casinos, wherever the nearest Riverboat casinos are, and put your little repeat catheter in so you'll never have to leave the black table.
I could.
People do that, you know.
Do
they?
Oh, yes. They get into blackjack tournaments and what have you, and they just...
Oh.
I know.
Very convenient.
They strap the bag to their calf right there under the sweatpants.
Oh, man. Do I sound funny?
No, you sound wonderful.
Oh, okay, thank you. But I'm calling from the bathroom, so...
What are you doing
in
there?
Bathtub.
Jamie, what are you doing in there?
I'm in the
bathtub. She's practicing her doo-wop music.
Are you standing up or sitting down? Either way, I am totally yours.
I'm sitting down in a tub of water.
You're lounging in the tub. Ooh.
Yes.
That means that you're naked.
No, I have my bathing suit on.
What?
Why are you just kidding? I'm just kidding.
Why do you want to pee on my fantasy?
Well, I wanted to call sooner, but I was a little self-conscious about being in the bathroom, so.
Yeah, well, we're both very self-conscious people, too, especially Matt.
Yeah, you realize, Jamie, that I played a clip that contained peeing.
Hey, I have a bone to pick with you.
Oh.
Everybody's
pick
getting a bumper, but
bone
I don't have
you
one.
Want, baby.
Oh, that's
Everybody's
right.
Everybody's getting a bumper, but I don't have one. How can we rectify this situation?
You were supposed to make a Jamie bumper.
Do you want...
Well, he's well, so busy. I just wanted to say, too, that I'm really sorry about your brother, Matt.
Oh, thank you. That's fine.
Sorry.
But first, she'd like to complain about not having a bumper. No.
Yeah, exactly. Now she throws that in. You know, here we are. You're a freaking Canadian.
I'm so selfish.
Sneaky Canadian.
Thinking of myself first.
Would you prefer what? Triumph or Rush? And please don't say Bryan Adams.
What about Justin Bieber?
Oh, God. Well, yeah, we could do that.
I like Rush.
What about Shania Twain?
How about look for a group called The Tragically Hip? They're my favorite band.
Nah, I don't have time for that. My time is...
It's good to know I'm important.
Matt's time is valuable. He's a busy, busy, busy man.
Hence the catheters.
Uh-huh. Yep. He's got to go by Sears and make sure his son is really there today, too.
Yeah, oh, you know I am.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
No, I'm not so sure he is.
Oh, no. Hey, I wonder if those catheters are available in Canada. You know, a lot of times you guys advertise stuff that's not available here.
Yeah.
Well, that's weird.
Sucks.
We could send you a box.
Yeah, I think.
It'll have duct tape.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll send you a box of those, and you can send us a box of Cuban cigars.
And some ketchup chips.
That'd be awesome.
Some ketchup chips and some whatever that stuff is, plutane or whatever it is.
You guys got to try that. That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Don't knock it till you tried it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Have you seen Matt's liver? He soaks it in milk.
Yeah, well, no, Matt's liver is soaked in something
liver?
Else. It's saturated.
The liver you eat. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Although, I'll tell you what, Jamie, maybe my personal liver could use a little soaking.
Make sure it's whole milk, though, right?
Oh, yes, only
yeah,
the best.
Not the 2%.
Oh, we drink 1% here, or actually not even 1% skim milk here.
Oh, my God, what is with you people? You guys are freaks. Jamie, you and Jay need to go to some, oh, my God, milk re-education plant.
It's not my choice. It's my sister. She's on a health kick, so she drinks skim milk.
Skim milk. That's a gallon of water with an eye drop of actual milk dropped into it, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God! 1%. 1% is blue milk. It looks blue. It's it's disgusting.
Yeah. But we're talking skim milk here. It's just like water, colored white.
Ugh.
It's crazy.
You need to get out of there. I don't care if you have a passport or not. Jump the Niagara Falls. You come to bag one, Amy. We'll give you real milk.
Yeah, well, just be careful which direction you go. You end up in Detroit, things will get worse.
See, the problem is I'm geographically challenged, so who knows where I'd end up.
Yeah, well, maybe you could build yourself a raft, you know, like the people in Cuba do, and float across Lake Erie to Cleveland.
There you go.
And then hitchhike the rest of the way.
Yeah, because, you know, Matt doesn't have time to pick me up.
No, he doesn't.
Jamie,
maybe Jesse Ferg.
I would make
Jesse Ferg
the time to pick you up, baby.
Frank Schmoot, we'll have a road trip.
That's what you're going to say. He could swing by and pick up Jesse Ferg, and you guys could roll down the windows and put in some 80s metal music and...
I was never a big metal fan, Amen.
Oh.
Of what? 80s music?
Maybe put in the Go-Go's. Put in the Go-Go's.
Oh, I love the Go-Go's.
And then maybe the Cars.
I love them.
They're
my favorite band.
There you go. And just head out on the highway looking for adventure. Whatever
you
comes
go.
Your way.
That'd be a good
one. Very good, Jay. I got that.
And swing by suburban Cleveland, pick up Angie.
Ooh, that'd be hot.
There you go.
I don't know who Angie is, but she's always
welcome. Angie is
our
lesbian celebration show.
Oh, that's right. Yes, that's right. Yeah.
She's a sweetheart.
Speaking of that, I could head east on I-90 and pick up Tyler Kells. Our favorite Irish woman.
That's right. our Japanese Irish girl who has all kinds of suggestions for shows for us, but refuses to call in.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
Yeah. But she even pretended she was going to be out of town today. Very hurtful. Like I haven't had women tell me that before.
No.
Yeah, I gotta wash my hair. Grandparents are in town. I'm gonna be
out
of town.
I've
heard them all.
Shirley even doubled up. I'll call in today. No, why are you doing this? Do you just want to hurt us every weekend?
That's what she's doing now.
That ain't right.
I'm not gonna put up with it much longer.
I know you're not.
What are you going to do about it?
He's going to put his mighty Viking fist down, and he's going to slap a bitch.
Not Shirley. Have you heard Shirley? She's a pretty
she was
awesome
flat
woman. She's a pretty
Shut
strong
up,
woman.
I'm at war.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, exactly. That scares me every time I hear it. I won't mess with Shirley.
I don't know. We're going to have to straighten her out. But in the meantime,
Diane.
Jamie, could you straighten me out?
Listen, I'm just trying to stop myself from from passing gas.
That's hot.
Oh my gosh.
Because I'm tired of Jay doing it.
No, I'm just kidding.
I wasn't.
Wow. So
What are you doing today, Jay?
Well, I'm going to do, you know, what a man would do. I'm just going to lay around and drink beer and watch the U.S. Open golf and scratch myself, and then tonight watch the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
Big game tonight. Big game tonight. My Spurs, this is it. If the Spurs lose tonight, there's no way they win the Finals. No way. Got to win tonight.
And it's a must win. What are you doing after you come home from Sears? Can I knock out a few cold ones?
After I come home from Sears, it depends. If he's there, I'll just sit there and smile. If he's not, I'm going to go over to the house that I used to own and beat the shit out of his mother.
Or it's entirely possible that he'll just go on a Facebook rampage.
Yeah, that's possible, too. And I'll tell you what, even though I love her, I'll still break up with Schmoop tonight, just out of habit.
Please don't. I can't take it.
Oh, it's no, you got to take it. You got to take the good
over.
With the bad, Jamie.
You two got to work it out, man.
No, I'm going to tell her somehow this is your fault.
You did this.
Oh my gosh. Crazy.
You broke up my happy family.
I'm all about
that's
justice.
Terrible.
I'm all about justice, but I also have routine, and routine outweighs justice.
Okay,
come on,
I go,
it's been 2 weeks.
Need to know what you guys are having for dinner.
I need to divorce you.
I need to know what you guys are having for dinner before I go. It's probably almost time to go anyway, isn't it?
Oh, you got.
I'm gonna have chili
at 6:00.
Oh, good.
244-9852. Go ahead, Jay.
I'm gonna have chili dogs.
Are you?
Yeah, that's a manly thing to have, especially only a real man would have Walmart Great Value chili in a can and pour it over his hot dogs.
Wow.
That takes courage.
Yes, it does take courage.
That's more heroic than Phil Mickelson flying across the country.
With his crazy eyes.
I got to check that out next time I see that commercial now. I'll be watching for it and check out his eyes.
All
I've noticed
freaky.
Before. I've got to check it out. And Matt, what are you and Shmoop having for dinner?
Sometime tonight around midnight. She bought hoagie patties. You know, the long hamburgers. Long hamburgers.
No, actually, we don't have those here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's why you're Canada, and we are the United States of America, Jamie.
I know.
Very good.
Feel so inferior. We don't.
Oh yeah, and I'm going to load them up with cheese and mustard and mayonnaise and lettuce and banana peppers. Oh, God,
I hope you post a picture. I love your pictures.
Oh. Oh. Say pictures again.
Then.
Pictures.
Wait a minute, Jay.
What?
Jamie, say pictures again.
Pictures again.
Oh. It sounded like pictures. It was so cute.
After you make that big old sandwich, you're going to stare at it and say,
get in my belly!
Damn right, baby.
I love that fat bastard guy.
That's because
that what his name was in the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's because he's Scottish and you guys like the UK.
I know.
Scottish people are always fun.
I know my family from there, so I kind of had to like them.
Okay, well, we're going to lose everything. So,
yep.
Jamie.
All right. Thanks, Jamie.
Thanks for calling in. Love you.
Oh, my pleasure. Love you guys, too. Bye.
All right.
Bye-bye. Thanks to Kat for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Jesse Ferg. In the chat room.
Yep. And thanks
to you, Matt.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And thanks to Shmoop.
She was on her game.
She was. All right. That's
Bye,
it.
Guys.
We're done. Bye.